It is such the doldrums of the NFL, but it's not the only action that you can find on Bet Online, who's your number one source for all your sports betting needs. Baseball, golf, soccer, all happening right now, as well as the top fights in UFC and MMA and boxing. Every stat, every matchup, even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to their online casino and get on a game of blackjack or poker. Unwind with one of the over 150 slot games. Head to the website today and get in on the action. Use promo code BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% free bet credit on your first deposit up to $250. Bet online. The game starts here. Welcome to the Cool Down here on Ref the District, episode 181. We are in the doldrums of the NFL season where nothing is really going on, and we're forced to talk about Gold Pants returning and IG photos and stuff like this. And we wanted to talk about something fun, and we wanted to bring content back. Oh, not just on Wednesdays. We stream live every Wednesday here on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter at 7:30 Eastern. But we wanted to bring back some of the other content that we did. And one of the things Stoner has been pushing to do is this Mount Rushmore video. So we are looking to go through each of the DC sports, the big ones at least, and pick out their Stoner, before he had to leave for his family, was able to edit the NBA one. That one's going to be coming out tomorrow, I believe. I have to do some behind-the-scenes work to make sure some other stuff goes up. But we're going to be talking about the one we recorded and pushed out already, which is the Mount Rushmore for the Washington Redskins football team, Commanders. Now, Trev, yeah, you're a busy, busy guy, so you weren't in on the recording of this video, but you get to join us now to tell us who your Mount Rushmore would be.
Oh, man, this is tough. Sean Taylor, of course, got to be up there, number one. Sean.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, got to. Man, this is tough. London Fletcher, it's got to be up there.
Okay.
John Riggins is up there.
All right.
And then my fourth one. I mean, there's so many.
There's a lot.
RG3. No, I'm kidding.
We haven't done this one in a while, Trav.
I only did that because he's trying to stir it up again with the name thing on Twitter. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, of course
he is. No, I'm going to have to go with, Doug Williams. I don't know, man. This is hard. It could be a lot of different versions, bro. It just depends on.
It really could. That is interesting. I did not include Sean Taylor, and I didn't even consider him, even though he has a place in all of our hearts, and he was fantastic in the time that he was here. I don't think that his tenure marked that of Mount Rushmore status over some of the other greats. You know, Doug here, who mentioned 50 plus years. So you are a younger one too. Yeah, yours was a lot of young ones. London Fletcher, you know how much I love the captain. You know how much the Iron Man means to me. Here. But I didn't put anybody in the last 30 years.
That's okay.
Doug, you're going one. Green, Riggins, T-Man, and Williams as his options.
So. Who's T-Man?
You know, I knew it Theismann? When I said it. I'm assuming Theismann is what it is. There we go. Thanks.
Yeah, it could be Art Monk, Daryl Green, Dexter Manley, Sonny Jurgensen. Like, you could put up a whole slew of different ones up there. So, story of mine's wrong, everyone in the comments. But it's just
it is your personal one. It is your personal one. Don't worry. You're not the one who's getting dragged right now on our Twitter, because I created the graphic with Sonny, and then Stoner pushed out the graphic mentioning that we picked Sammy Baugh, and people are just going, that's not Sammy. That's Sonny. That's I get it, folks. Even Stoner wanted to know, why did I just go ahead and put faces up there? It's like, because you want the graphic and I have to give you faces. So it's just like, I used the ones who were originally on my three. Because we were only trying to pick three and we were letting people pick the fourth. So mine were Joe Gibbs.
Okay.
Joe Gibbs has to be a lock, right? I mean, there was some discussion on whether or not we include coaches, but I just feel like when you think about the Washington Redskins,
Joe Gibbs.
You think Joe Gibbs.
Yeah.
Then I had put Sonny, but he had made an argument for Sammy, and I realized that a lot of the arguments I was making about Sonny were actually Sammy's accomplishments, and I just had my brain wires crossed. It was not a great moment, Trev. It was not a good Nathan moment. And so I was like, you're right. All that good stuff I said about Sonny is Sammy, but I do like Sonny. I think he's a fair choice if you want him up there. I have Daryl Green, my all-time favorite. 20 years, all in burgundy and gold, two Super Bowls, first ballot Hall of Fame. Like, just when Jerry Rice talks about the hardest cornerbacks he faced, Daryl Green's one of them. Like, gotta love Daryl Green, and his numbers being retired. Perfect.
Right.
I went my fourth, a little controversial here. I went with George Allen.
Wow. The old,
really? Yeah. I think that when you think about a lot of the things that we are as fans, that I think it came a lot from George Allen's tenure. He might not have reached the level that Joe Gibbs did. And I talk often about how George Allen was the coach that led to Joe Gibbs, right? And he wasn't the coach beforehand, but he was the coach before the coach before the coach, I think, before Joe Gibbs. He put the franchise back on track. But he's also a big reason why we hate Dallas, right? We want Dallas. Is George, I know you're a Sean Taylor guy, and but that came from before. That our hatred of the Dallas Cowboys comes from George Allen era football and the spirit and the just how much fun it was to watch Washington football was a lot about that. But I mean, there's so many people, any of the Hogs, Riggins, Bobby Mitchell, you got Brian Charlie Mitchell. Taylor. I mean, you can just go on and
Trent
on and
Williams.
On. Trent Williams, maybe if he would have stayed here. If you're going within the last 30 years, Cooley.
Yeah,
could be there, within if you're putting in somebody like that. These are all ones that had Santana just missed for me. Oh. Yeah, Santana Moss is a big one. Yeah, you got you got Dexter Manley, Joe Jacoby. But yeah. I mean, these are all fantastic names here. Chris Hamburger from Uptown Dre is pushing him out there. So yeah, Charlie Taylor was, I think, Stoner's fourth. Yeah, Gary Clark, the fun bunch, the over the hill gang. The over the hill gang was George Allen, by the way. Mosley, an MVP.
Kirk Cousins
was actually one of Stoner's, I think it was all one of his also Rans. Don't get me started. I gave him the glare.
Mark Brunell?
Yeah. I did love Brunell, but no.
Mark Rippon?
No. I'd definitely say Doug Williams over Mark, but I wouldn't even put Heisman up there. Ooh. Our votes, we had 433 votes in the poll. The ones we gave people to put were Sonny Jurgensen, George Allen, Art Monk, and Charlie Taylor. Surprise, Charlie Taylor ended up so low here, but I think part of that is just the age of the fans that are here on YouTube. Not surprisingly, the number one that we heard all over our Twitter page and here in the poll was Art Monk.
Yep.
So Art Monk, solid choice there. You set a lot of records. No, command the room. I'm not saying he was the fun bunch, but I was listing off some of the players that we had over here, the fun bunch, the Overhill gang, like the Hogs. All these are ones that you can come, you can look for. It just happened to be after I had said Gary Clark there, but
I saw on the side somebody asked who was the last MVP. Where is it? Right here. Biggie wants to know who was the last MVP for Washington. I just looked it up. Joe Theismann, 1983.
Yep.
Which is wild because we have like so many variations of Washington Mount Rushmores.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, Big E pushing for Riggins right now. I mean, this one was very hard to do because just how many, you know, and then when you're taken to the count, you know, as far as how many of us are young and didn't get to live and watch those glory years. I mean, you and I have talked about this before, as the last Super Bowl came around when I was 6 years old.
Yeah, I think it was four.
Yeah. We were youngins, right? And so we didn't get to see. So it's
Darius Geis.
What's that?
Darius Geis.
Mr. Steal Your Girl. You want to keep making jokes, mister?
I know he's engaged now.
He stole that girl. Yeah, he's not in the act of stealing. Yeah, I do think that it was a fun exercise to do. So appreciate Stone for having us do it. There are so many greats, and I think that one of the things that bringing it to the current day, that it seems that Harris, Peters, Quinn understand is kind of bringing some of that back, right? You know, we've been to the stadium, and I've been into the USO tent where they have some of the legends that go there. They have the legends area where, you know, some of them are rolling in and whatnot. But it seemed like they were kind of an afterthought or a party favor of sorts, not the main event. And now we're having Daryl Green's number retired. And I feel like we're going to start seeing some more of those who were neglected during the former guy's ownership are going to get their heyday. I don't think they were right to talk about Sean Taylor receiving too much love. Right. But they were right in saying that they weren't receiving enough love. I just felt the way that they had kind of something, I forget who it was who kind of, who addressed it, but they were mad that, you know, Taylor was, they didn't call Taylor out specifically, but of course it was about Sean Taylor, who's received quite a bit of praise over the last few years from the team publicly. But it was just like, how about you focus on the guys who actually won something? And I feel that was not fair and not the right chord to strike with this particular group, who, you know, a group of fandoms that really tied themselves to Sean Taylor. But I do agree that it's nice to see these guys get their just due. And maybe this is what it takes to get more of the Hogs into the NFL Hall of Fame. Like, it's a shame that they don't have more in there. And I think that when you start to show love to that older generation, I think good things will come there. So
I agree. Real quick, do you have a Washington quarterback Mount Rushmore on the spot?
Well, I'd go with the Sammy Ball, Sonny Jurgensen. I will go Joey T, and I'll go Doug Williams.
Okay. Yeah. Yep.
You?
I'd probably RG3, just because I'm young and he took us to the playoffs and we haven't been since then.
Sure.
We've had a lot of quarterbacks since. Doug Williams, of course.
Haven't been that football hasn't been that exciting. We've seen playoffs. So we just haven't, haven't had that level of excitement. Yeah.
The quarterback, Doug Williams, RG3, Todd Beck. And no, I'm kidding. Not Todd Beck. Probably, honestly, oh man, this is tough. Joe Theismann, yeah, and Taylor Heineke.
Of course you would. Of course you would. I'm surprised he didn't go with your boy Carson Wentz there. Brian saying scratch Joey T and go with Mark in that one. That's fair.
Mark Brunell. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, Mark's so tough. Yeah, that's fair. I went with the guy who was the league MVP over probably the don't know. They're both running the similar offense, and but Ripken definitely put up some insane stats while he was here. But Sammy Baugh, Jurgensen, and Theismann and Ripken. Over Doug Williams. I feel like Doug Williams over. I put Doug Williams over Ripken in this Mount Rushmore, mainly because of the importance historically, right? NFL as well. So it's not just Washington in that regard, although there was a lot to that, but also just being the first black QB in the NFL to win. You think about that second quarter against the Broncos. That was the biggest comeback victory for the longest time, I think until 28-3, actually. 10 points. That was the biggest comeback. But yeah, I think there's a lot of reasons to go with him over there. But I mean, it is, man, we've had a lot of bad
Danny Werfel,
Jeff George, Patrick Collins, Ramsey,
Gus Frerotte, Case Keenum.
Yeah. Oh, that's so much pain and hurting here. That's just not fair to do to us. Well, it is a short episode here, and between the small times here, as I mentioned, the Washington Wizards Bullets, Baltimore Bullets, one Mount Rushmore will drop this week. We're going to be back with some other content, even if Stoner is still out. I'm going to try to get you something next week myself, so be sure to tune into that. Make sure you're here next Wednesday as well. We stream live every Wednesday at 7:30 Eastern on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. We appreciate everybody who has joined us live and is still having fun with Mount Rushmore in the chat. Yeah. Make sure you hit that like button. Make sure that you subscribe, share it with your friends, and make sure you get out there to our audio platforms and hit that auto download. It does help. And if you leave a rating and review, it's even better. I'm Nathan Perry. That's Trev. We're Ref the District, part of the Believe Network, brought to you by Bet Online and Don't Sleep Energy. And until next time,
leave the team name alone.
Be a fan.